drum as her five-piece Georgia jazz band assembled. All through the theater, the chorus of voices would join in, chanting, "The Phantom, the Phantom," rising to a crescendo when the curtain rose to reveal the giant replica of a Victrola bathed in blue light. From inside the cabinet came Ma's moaning voice as the enormous door opened and she emerged, resplendent in sequins, feather boa, and shimmering jewelry. Sometimes she would soulfully moan wordlessly, and the audience joined in. She had a deep, rich contralto voice that would rise to a roar without a microphone. She sang with her whole body, emphasizing her lines with sweeping gestures, stressing the beat with flourishes of her huge fan of colored ostrich plumes. For a hot number, she would lift the skirts of her dress and dance with surprising agility.